Blog Talk Radio.
People are emo in the league right now. Is there anything? Emo stands for emotional, Chris, okay? And you're really starting to piss me the fuck off.
What's up, guys? It's Bell and Notorious. Notorious just disconnected for some reason, not sure. But welcome to the first show of the season, MHL Off the Post. Today we're going to cover some of the new things and moves that are happening this season, slash go over the teams that are signed up with the captains and stuff like that. So I guess while I wait for him to connect, I'll just jump right into things. We got a couple new things with the Discord, as you probably see. We kind of got away from the bot a bit, and we're going with more of a use the Discord as to find your links and stuff for things. Oh, here's Title here, just joined. Hey, Title, how's it going? Can you hear me? Anyway, whatever. So media will be where we post all the links for the show, and the after link, we'll post that also for people who can't listen to live. Then we got season 40 signups. That's where you can check to see if your signups do close this Sunday. So make sure if you got any friends or whatever, if you still need to sign up, sign up. That's where you find everything you need. It'll show the who signed up link, sign up link, all that stuff. Corrections also. We got Moose transactions this season, which will be posted for any drops and trades that happen throughout the week. Moose tournaments, if you guys have seen these are all underneath the Moose general chat, so that's where everything will be posted. So any tournaments that we hold, like poker, any essentially any game that somebody wants to create a tournament, that's where they'll be. Game highlights underneath that. Right now we got the scouting channel, which will disappear after scouting's over, but then we are good. MEC announcements, you always see. That's where a lot of rule ones will be posted, stuff like that. So just pay attention to those things. Yeah, that's really it. I mean, people have any questions, I guess, use Discord or, yeah, use our Twitter. I mean, this has a chat also that you could use. So it's kind of what we're going to be using going forward. And, yeah, it'll be good. I think that's really it. I mean, if Title figures out his shit, then we could probably talk a little bit more about stuff, but we got, I think that's pretty much all we got really new to the Discord anyway. Oh, also you'll be posting, your availability and everything will be in the Discord now. So no more posting on the website. And so once you get drafted to a team or assigned to a team, however it works, you will get access to your team locker room where you can post availabilities, where your captains will post the lines. And yeah, and then that should be pretty much it, because we have automated stats this year. So there will be no stat pictures and stuff like that, unless captains will still be taking them so they can actually see, just in case, you know, you never know with these automated things, right? Something could be wrong, and that way we have everything up to date. So with that also being said, if you do not post your availability, you will not play this season. So there's no excuses anymore. You can't say, oh, I don't want to go to the website because it's all in Discord. And let's be honest, most people are in the Discord anyway. So that's that. Trying to think what else we have here. I think that's pretty much it. I mean, a few of the rules, I guess. If captains ask you to scout, you have to scout. So there's none of this, you know, oh, I can't make it or don't want to play. You will be removed. That's just the way it is. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what more to say about that. I mean, it's right in the rules. Hope that everybody read them before they joined and signed up. And, yeah, so that's pretty much it on that aspect. I don't think there's anything really else. I mean, everybody sees the new MECs that we have. All of them have certain tasks and stuff. So, yeah, if somebody can't answer your question, then they will get back to you, I guess. Yeah, that's really it. I mean, is this Notorious, you back?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're...
Yeah, I had a call in the other way. It just kind of kicked me off, so I figured I'd go this route.
Okay.
So what's going on? Sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody.
I just went over all the Discord changes and rules and stuff, so I think we're basically good to go. I don't know.
Let's get him.
The hell was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, so... That's really it about the Discord. I mean, nothing too crazy. Just make sure you're signed up. That's a big one. Make sure you find yourself. If you have any changes, they're also locked out after tomorrow night. So you live and die by what you signed up by. Is there anything else you want to say, Toe?
Nope. I really don't know what you covered, but I just it's coming down to crunch time. Make sure everyone gets their scoutings in and. If you're asked to scout, don't forget to get out there and make sure you make those scoutings that captains are asking you for.
Yeah, that's really all we got. Oh, we have somebody call in. I don't know who. Hey, what's up, caller? Who is it?
Hey, what's going on? It's Scotty or Hallmane.
Oh, what's up, Hallmane? How's it going, man?
What up, player?
What's going on, Scotty?
Nothing much. I originally was going to call because MPL, you know, seemed kind of lonely, and I was going to help him out, but then you joined in the meantime.
Yeah, but, so trying to get the kinks out of the program and everything. How's your scouting going? You been out there scouting, grinding the scouting?
Not that much because when I scouted a couple games, but not as much as I want to, but when I asked to play, nobody's playing, or vice versa. If I get asked to play, I'm in the middle of something, so I got to start scheduling things a little bit better. But
yeah, there's a lot of new names out there that got to be scouted.
I just got to find the right wing that'll feed me for the one timer. That's all I need, you know.
No NJC this season or what?
I don't know. Did he sign up?
No, he hasn't yet. No.
Yeah, I haven't. I still got to level up my guy. I still don't have, like, the perks I want, or the traits, I think they call it.
Yeah. How you liking the game?
It's a lot better. The skating's a lot better. The interceptions, like, the puck interceptions are a little much, I think. But,
yeah, I feel they beef up in front of the net a lot more than fucking
the
pass.
Yeah,
the cross like,
creases
it's like,
are really hard.
Yeah, they need to tone down the when a guy's skating with his back to you, picking it off clean. That's my opinion. I think that needs to get toned down for sure.
I did notice the stick penalties aren't as much anymore, which is good. So you can stick lift normally and not get a penalty every time you try it. So that seemed pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I still want to play a little bit more and just get used to it. But the skating's a lot better. I like it. I don't know. The interceptions are they're a little much. They're not bad, but they're a little much. But the goalie animations are a little weird sometimes. But not that bad.
Yeah, they definitely like gotta fucking fix that prairie dog tie up where your freaking goalie's going berserk. But the see, I don't know if a lot of the goalies know, but the trick to the tie up, it's not you just hit Y like you had in years past. You have to hit Y and hold it. That's why he's doing that, because you're just hitting the, constantly hitting AA. I mean, why? You have to hit it and hold it.
I've never played goalie, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, if there's any goalies out there listening, that's what you need to do. That's why your goalie's going into the prairie dog, crazy, freaking crackhead mode trying to tie a puck up, because you just keep spamming the fucking Y button. You have to hold the Y button.
Got you. Yeah, no, it's they made subtle changes that seem to, you know, work before. There were drastic changes before, and then the subtle ones with the skating and stopping on a dime kind of thing. And it's a little bit more realistic and a little bit more feasible, I'd say.
I definitely think it's the best game they've come out with since fucking old gen. It's the best new gen hockey.
Yeah.
So far,
yeah.
In my opinion.
I haven't played too many 6-on-6. I've got a lot of 3-on-3s, and that's just, you know, that can go wild. So you can pretty much do whatever you want on that. But
yeah.
Same game, better skating.
Made a little, well, I think maybe a significant skill gap as far as all the powers in the forwards' hands this year. And D guys are going to have to rely on their knowing the gaps and not getting beat and everything like that, because there's no more catching up from behind, game animating for you. So defense is going to be a real tough position to play, in my opinion.
It could be either way, though, because the interceptions, like a lot of times somebody would flick it up the boards and it would go past somebody and they're like, come on, I was right there. But now it's like intercepted guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a real clear path there. Which
oh, yeah, it definitely rewards the positions, right? If you're in position, you're rewarded.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what it
yeah.
should be, to be honest. I mean, it is a game in the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only thing that still bothers me, and it's always been in the game, is if you absolutely crush somebody, and they're usually the ones that get up and get the puck back because
yeah.
they're on the puck.
Bell will tell you, last night I played for a little bit before I got off. I had an early morning this morning to get to work, but I kept crushing people because I was playing with a big build, you know, just because I feel it helps on the ice when you got all other small guys. You need one guy to kind of muscle a little bit. And I was banging people, like totally wiping them out, and they'd bounce right back up and get the puck before I could. I'm like, this dude just got smoked.
Yeah.
Went flying
yeah.
on his ass and gets up and gets the puck before I can. Like, what is going on here?
I notice a lot, too, you can get tied up with somebody without actually, like, holding down A or actually tying them up. You can, like,
mm-hmm.
skate into each other a lot easier and be stuck in each other. That
mm-hmm.
happened to me, like, 3 or 4 times, so I don't know if they have, like, a patch for that or if that's just going to be part of the
game. Yeah, it happened
so.
To Bell last night. He didn't even know what happened. He's like, what the hell just happened there? Someone
oh, yeah.
was like, he freaking tied you up in the middle of the ice or some crazy shit happened.
Yeah, it happened to me a couple times, and I was just like, yeah, they need to change that or something, because I couldn't move. So.
Yeah, it's because it's so quick. Like, I remember I was trying to pass it, and then all of a sudden the puck just squirted out, and somebody said I got pinned. I was like, I didn't even see him pin me, though. It was just kind of like a...
yeah, you get
the puck
sucked
and...
into one another, and you can't...
Oh, yeah.
I guess one guy's trying to go one way, and the other one's trying to go the other, and it's just... cancels out. I don't know, but
right.
Oh,
all right, I
sure.
figured I'd call in and jump in and put my 2 cents in there. I was gonna try to help Bell out there a little bit, but
no, I
came
appreciate
back.
It, man.
Greatly appreciate.
You're welcome.
You're welcome
to stay if you'd like. We're going through.
Just gonna break down some teams and stuff.
I think
I gotta. I gotta call and order some dinner. Maybe I'll keep it up listening. If I feel like I have some 2 cents, then I'll call back.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Sounds
thanks
good, man.
For calling.
All right,
guys.
Take it easy.
All right, guys. Here's the call-in number again. It's 914-219-0869. Anyone has a question or would like to call in and join the show for a quick little convo, feel free to give us a call here at Off the Post.
Yeah, so
what
I mean,
else
I guess we'll just,
in their belt?
I think we'll just jump right into the teams now. I mean, we kind of covered kind of the new game and how we feel about it anyway. I'm sure there's others that think differently than us.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so let's, I'm just going to go alphabetical. I think that's just the best way to do this. So I guess we'll start with your team. You know, you got yourself. I'm going by primary positions here. You're at center. DeRozier is your co-captain. He is a center primary, but I would assume if you're center, he's right wing. But
right, we haven't really come up with what we're going to do yet. I think we're gonna really grind some scouting out. I sent out probably messages for scouting to half the league today. Probably every rookie on there that I didn't know the name of got a scouting message from me today when I got home from work. And to be all honest, and you know, I haven't really played much forward in this game. I've been kind of just because goalie has been a tough position and hard to grab to play sixes that I've been kind of grinding goalie. So still up in the air. Gonna have to wait and figure out what direction we're going to go. Scouting this coming week is going to determine where I end up playing.
Yeah, well, you know how I think you probably should be a goalie. I think goalies are pretty slim this season, so I think they're going to go for big money. There's not very many of them out there, it seems like.
I caught on to the changes. I think I might have been a little ahead of everybody right off the jump. I figured it out rather quicker than quite the few other goalies, so I'm feeling comfortable with the way it is in its present state. There's no more hiding on your back line to these goalies who just stood on their back line and just stood on their feet. You actually have to go down and butterfly when you have to. The game will do it sometimes for you, but are you going to roll the dice and on a 50-50? Am I going to wait for the game to do it, or am I going to do it? Because if you sit on that back line waiting for the game to do it, the scoring is going to be ridiculous in games this year.
No, exactly. And, I mean, you definitely need team defense, you know, in this game, I feel. If you have forwards that don't back check or, you know,
yep,
stuff like that, or nobody playing their position in the D zone, I think you're going to have a rough time going with it.
100%, because you could – I mean, they have to, because goalie is – it's okay, but if you have a team that, like, you got forwards that are cherry-picking or forwards that ain't back-checking hard and you constantly got – 2-on-1s and 3-on-1s, it's just so hard for goalies to get across those creases and save those. Like, and if you try to cheat, you're going to get sniped, because sniping is just ridiculous this year also. So if you're being pushed back into your net because there's an odd man rush, the guy that has the puck, if you're expecting a pass and you push back on your net, then you're going to get sniped as you're pushing back to try to get to that other side. It's really tough. Got to definitely have top-notch defense, two-way hockey in this
No,
game.
Exactly. So for me, anyway, I don't know if I'm going to blow up some of your plans here. That's my goal anyway, is trying to blow up some of the team's plans. So I think you're goalie this season. I think DeRozier is going to be center this season. I think some of your guys that you're going to go after, I think just based off of I'm looking at the draft list and picking out names, I have Vonti there. That's one of DeRozier's friends. Lappy, one of DeRozier's friends. I mean, Atri, obviously. Normally you guys are tied together. And I got Bo Horvat also as another guy that I think you're going to go after. You want to add? You think so? Or you think I'm right on some of those? Or?
Well, of course I'm going to give these guys a look. I had played a couple of games with Fonte. There's some things I like, there's some things I don't like. You know what I mean? I really haven't had a chance to talk to him and everything like that. And Atri's part-time. And, you know, naturally, because Atri is one of my closest friends on this game, I'd like to get him. But I have a funny feeling the name alone is going to outbid the asking price that is going to be asked for a part-time player. So we'll have to see. And Bo Horvat, Bo is Bo, you know. Bo's the guy in left wing, kind of like what Scotty said, need someone to just feed him the puck and for him to hit up. So, you know, guys like that
That's
are a dime
it.
A dozen. So we'll just have to see what we can get out of scouting this week.
Well, as I said, Atri is only Sundays, you know. So, I mean, the first few weeks, I think you can play other days. And then after that, it's kind of a toss-up if you can or not.
Right.
Kind of what you said,
but,
like, Bo seems to be finding his game a bit, but at the same time, I think he needs somebody to play with, but I mean, he has that in DeRozier if you go with that.
Right, right. Absolutely. And anyone who knows me, I mean, I've been around here for an awful long time, I think since season 7, on and off. You know, it took some time off, but I've been back for a pretty long time as of late. And I build my team around defense. So if I get a guy, I don't care if he's going to give me 50 goals on the season or not more. I mean, the way the scoring's going to be on this, the scoring points lead is going to be ridiculous. But I build my team from the defense up. I concentrate more on any team I've ever had in the Moose Club, whatever. Defense first, and then, you know, the offense will come. So those are the type of players that I'm looking for. So anyone out there listening, if you're a great two-way hockey and are responsible for your position as far as back-checking defensively, can stay out of the box, you can send me a DM, set yourself up with scouting. If I haven't sent you a message as of late, I'll give anybody a look.
Well, who's your – if you had to pick one, if you're going to give me an answer, who's the top D-man in the draft?
The top D-man in the draft? I mean, I mean, I really haven't – the top D-man in the draft would be that I've played with so far is one of Kevin's friends named Kane, but he's not playing defense. So, I mean –
he's not even signed up.
Right, that's the best D-man that I've seen. And like I said, I have to do some scouting. Defense is really shaky because if you get caught pinching too much, it's so unforgiving in this game. My ideal thing would be to have one stay-at-home defense and maybe one puck-moving defenseman, just like that's everybody's dream. I'd like to find a combo like that, someone that I could feel confident as far as covering maybe a 2-on-1 or something like that, and then you got to have a good guy who – on a trap or something that can carry the puck up and or be slingshotted into the zone, stuff like that. That's what I look for.
Yeah, I get you. I would say for me, I think the top two, I'm basing it totally off name. I mean, you know, guys who have been around, I would say BC Renton's got to be one of those bigger name guys. Upshaw, I'm sure Rod Sidious and Rick 50 Shades, or now he's moves like Swayze. Like those got to be probably the four I really recognize that have played D in this league before. So I think those
right.
would be your.
And you do have Coherent Killer, who's the reigning Cup champion, who is in the draft, but he's no longer in the chat. So I mean, there's another player too, as far as who has done it in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, it's a different game, and I honestly believe that the game has kind of carried a lot of the defensemen. So now it's time to separate the boys from the men as far as defense goes.
Yeah, I 100% agree, man. I guess that's really it for your team. I think, you know, obviously, who knows how the draft's going to go? There's a lot of other names too. You know, you get the more reliable
right.
guys like the ACs
right.
and stuff like
right.
that, like that are going to obviously be drafted, but. Yeah,
but I think going in and having DeRozier, a.k.a. Snail, some people might know him as Snails. I've always known him as Kevin since he was a 13-year-old kid. When we found the kid playing in OTP, that's where we found this kid. But me and him have played with each other, and I'm 100% confident that me reaching out to him and having him as a co-captain, I got arguably maybe the or one of the top five, top three forwards in the league, hands down.
That brings you though. I mean, he's been a flaky person in this league for a while. So does he stay?
Right,
you know.
Well, you got to understand that. Like I said, Kevin, I started playing with Kevin when he was 13 years old. The most of the time that he had his issues in the Moose was when he was a young kid living at home, sneaking on Xbox because he was supposed to be sleeping and his parents coming in and shutting his game off on him or whatever. Now he's a grown ass man with a full time job, his own apartment, lives on his own. So you're not going to have the same living at home with your parents type of stuff that you could deal with some of the younger guys that try to play league, you know, because I mean, as a parent myself, I went in my son's room the other night and shut his shit off because he was up past the time I thought, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I hear you.
Shouldn't be any problems with DeRozier. He's a grown man now, and that juvenile stuff he pulled back in the day is left back in the day.
Hopefully. Yeah, I guess we'll just move on to the next team. We got the Blades returning. They were here last season. We got Cash Kush as the captain, right wing primary, and then Hoots and Sluts is his co-center primary. Yeah, these guys played last season, and they brought in, I think it was a team mostly of guys they kind of play with, and I know they did pretty well. They just kind of
Did pretty well. They had a West Coast line, which was brutal. You know, as much as I bitched about it, argued with them guys in the chat and everything like that, you know, I do sympathize a little because, you know, they don't want to play on our host as much as we don't want to play on theirs, but yeah, it's what you got to do. Wondering if they're going to go the same route, and I'm not even sure if they're all West Coast or they just had a West Coast host and some of them are Midwest
I think they're mostly Central, those guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, going through the draft sheet, I see a lot of guys coming in that have them as their references and stuff like that. You know, like I have a guy named Lucky Irish who's, I think they're going after.
I reached out to every single one of them today with the scouting request for those guys.
Yeah, then we have Off Miller, Off Walker, Lacara, who played with them last season, I believe, so he could be a bring back. We have Green Thumb Hippie, who played with them last season, could come back. And I think Sancho might be a good target for them. You know, but I know Cash and him play the same position, but, you know, I believe Sank is also a central guy, so he fits that if that's what they're going.
You know, that's actually funny. You know, I didn't even think about that, but then you just rang a bell off in my head. One day I was in a party with Sank and Kush did jump into the party, so that would be something that I would think could be a true statement that you made.
You know, there's probably a few more guys that I'm missing too that are in there, so but I think
Sank's a great player. You know, we picked him up and he was a free agent. No, he wasn't. He was a last pick for me when I had the Mariners a couple of years back, remember? And I had to work late, and you took over the team, and you played that guy. When I got on, you were like, this dude's unbelievable. You know what I mean? So
he's a good player. He's your backup.
So, yeah, exactly. And then he ended up taking over Cole when I had my co-captain flake out on me in the middle of the first round of the playoffs. So Sank's a good player. I like Sank.
No, exactly. So I think that's kind of where they're going. I think they're going to bring in their guys, and that's how they're going to do it.
They might
have
a battle with Sank because he's on my radar too, because that would very easily could be something that I could do. I could have me on the left, Kevin in the middle, and Sank on the right.
Well, that's just it. Sank won a cup
Sank
last
playing,
season too.
Right. And Sank plays big with Sank playing big hitter, me playing big hitter, and Kevin being the dangler. That could create a lot of space for him and end up to be a very dirty lineup.
No, exactly. So, yeah, I think that's what the Blades are doing anyway. I mean, I'm sure they won't talk about it, and you probably won't see them around very much. They normally keep their stuff pretty quiet. But, yeah, that's what I'm feeling anyway. Next team, I guess we'll go with the Bruins. This is a newish team. They just kind of picked up a team for captains that dropped
Wasn't
out.
That the – I was going to say, that was the Flintstone team that was vacated, correct?
They were replaced by somebody else, and then – that team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then another team dropped, and then they came in and basically took the Bruins, that we're already in. But we have Gladiator out, who's a primary left wing, and KC97, who's a primary center. I don't know much about these guys, and again, they're relatively quiet in the chat.
Me neither, but I think Gladiator out has been around either waivers or TC
in
the last
season.
Couple of seasons,
he was a co-captain
right?
Last season. He's a co-captain last season for a gal, like a boss.
Oh, that's right. I got messed. Yeah, I know who he is now. That's right. Yep.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
potential targets, you got to go with whoever, you know, guys that were on the Red Wings last season. Not the Red Wings, the Avalanche last season. You know, they have one target I pulled out of their group that had one of them as a primary, or reference was Pens fan 5399. That's a guy I think they could go for. I mean, there's plenty of guys. These like we said, Gladiator's been around, I think, a few seasons anyway.
That's the other Pens fan, right?
Yeah, it's a totally different Pens fan. Yeah,
right. He's been around for a couple seasons too. I remember that guy.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, there's obviously a lot of people. I mean, I hope all captains are scouting. I think this is important to scout, especially with a new game. You know, you don't know how anybody plays. You're basically basing it off of last year's game. And last year's game, like we already discussed earlier, is
completely different.
So, I mean, there's not much I can say with the Bruins. You know, hope, draft night, I'll have more to say about them once I kind of see what they're drafting and see how they're building. But for now, I mean, I don't see them in chat ever looking for people, it seems like. So they're kind of quiet. And, I mean, that's
they keep
could
a
be
low
just
profile.
Their scouting. Exactly. So it's a good way to do it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so moving on, then we have the Ducks. This is kind of a return team. You have Finn at captain, like Finn XXV or whatever his gamer tag is now. Blitz Finn as I know him. He's a primary left wing, and then his co is a Canadian gamer who's a left D. And they, I believe they were on a team last season, which was the Ducks also. And yeah, these guys taking a team together. I haven't really seen them around scouting too much, you know. But I think some of their potential targets, obviously you got to go with some of the guys that have been around Moose for a while. You know, I have them with the Hellbents. I know they've played with a few of them before, so I think that could be a way to go. They have a few guys like, I'm probably going to butcher this guy's game tag. It's like Joyeux Cancer, X-Cancer, something like that. And
you know,
a guy named Total Mayhem, who both have Canadian Gamer as a reference in the sign-up sheet. So I think those are potential, you know, probably looking for a $1 pickup on those guys.
Yeah.
So
the question
them.
I would have with that team is, you know, Blitzfin, I like the guy. He's a great guy. And I also want to give him a little shout-out. Thank you for the thing that you gave us for the show. He did the made the picture with the graphics and everything for us. Greatly appreciated. Also, yep, he does the graphics, the awards, all that Photoshop and type crap he does for us. So thank you for that, Blitz. But I know when he played on the Realists, he's a great player, and then he ran into internet problems, dude, which I think going down the stretch in that season kind of hurt us a little bit. I'm wondering, I haven't spoken to him in quite a bit. I'm wondering if he got his connection issues situated.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I know he's saying he lives in the middle of nowhere.
He's bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah. And he's always got lights on, too. I remember, for those of you who don't know, one time he sent a picture and he had lights displayed around it. I think it was around his TV or something like that.
Right.
I believe it was his girlfriend that did it, or wife. But, yeah, we definitely let him know about that one. But I think these guys will be a good team. They, you know, they've both been around. So they
I don't know if it's Canadian gamer, but I know Blitzfin knows. He's been around for a few, so.
I mean, they know some names, and they hopefully can build a good team.
Right.
I mean, our next show is next week at the draft show. So, again, and then we'll be doing a show after that. But we'll be able to talk about these teams more when they're finished. It's kind of hard to judge teams based off captain duos, but we're going to try anyway. You have anything to add to the Ducks, or are you good?
No, I just hope Blitzfin has a good season and his connection issues are good. And again, thanks for all the graphics and everything you do for the media and the Moose and the awards and everything like that. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and sign up for the draft, Finn, if you're listening. Jesus. Only captain left. So yeah, we're going to move on to the
Golden
Knights.
He can't log on to do it, dude, because that gives you the answer. Internet is shit. He can't even log on to sign up.
Yeah. So we're moving on to the Golden Knights, who Hall Main, who was in here earlier, plays for. You have Jules Hockey as the co-captain, goalie, primary, and then Hall Main, like you said earlier, left wing. Like he said, he needs somebody that can feed in the puck, you know. And I think, you know, for the people I have, I know they've played with before, I think they go big on Jelly. I think they go for Jelly to go center to play with Hall Main, because that's the guy he wants. Jelly can move the puck by himself and then just dish it over to Hall Main to push up, you know, if that's what he's looking for.
True.
I have Piggy also for them. This Piggy ate donuts. Hall Main played with Piggy before.
Right?
I believe he's part-time, yeah. But still, four games, I mean, it's not terrible, right? Four games.
No.
I think Piggy's playing D this season again. And we all know he has history playing defense. He's won two cups on defense, so maybe he can find that magic again. I also have B-Roos for this team.
B-Roos
is a right winger.
Right winger?
You know, Yeah, right winger. Him, Jelly, Beerus, Jelly, and Hall Main together could be a good first line, or forward line, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, really just depends. I know Beerus said he hates sixes, but, you know, playing with those guys might not be too bad.
He's got to give it a try. He's always playing threes, man. He can't get used to sixes this far. I mean, I understand it's so much fun playing threes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love going in and playing threes, but...
Yeah,
you got to play some sixes. It's very hard to play all threes and then come in and play sixes because it's a different beast.
Oh, yeah, you lose all the ice, right? So.
Yeah, well, you think you can do things stick-wise and dangle-wise and you have all that space in threes, and you know, in sixes, you're not going to get any of that.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, the Golden Knights, I think, will be one of the top teams if you're basing off captains. I mean, Jules Hockey... He's always been a beast in net.
Right. Have,
you know.
Have you seen Jules play hockey? Have yeah, no, Jules play goalie or anything yet?
I'm curious how he's dealing with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
me too, because he's been one of the top goalies, maybe not statistically, but I've seen the guy play, and he can go into beast mode and steal a game at any point. You know
no,
what I mean?
Exactly.
He's always been pretty solid. But I think he might be a little learning curve for him, because he was one of the type of goalies that would just sit on that back line, so I'm be interested to see how he adapts to that. But most goalies,
yeah,
it just takes a couple, and just it's just a learning curve. If you can play goalie, you should be able to get it, you know?
It's a good the good thing about, I'll say, with Jules, like we were saying, with there seems to be slim goalies, is he's got that covered. You know, he can play all games, whether
right.
he will or not, but if he wants to, you know, that takes I think goalies going high. And in a couple teams, I'm going to tell you one that's probably going to go roughly the highest, you know.
Yeah, there's a couple
I
out
think
there. You're going to have your Elegant Mullets, who is back for the first time in a long time, going for a tremendous amount of pods. You're going to have Profits going for big money. There's Payment's going to go for some good, decent money. I know she's struggling a little bit.
E-only.
But after. Oh, is she? No, but she. No one's
throw it in her.
Yeah, she has goalie down. Unless she's removed it as of late, she's been playing goalie. She hasn't really been playing defense that I know of. And I seen her post the other day that she's finally getting the hang of it. So.
Oh, yeah, she has willing all, so yeah.
Goalie's going to
be
a premium.
She'll be a goalie this season.
And she, unless she last minute tonight within the final hour decides to take goalie out, which I don't think she'll do, I'm sorry, Nat, you're going to end up playing goalie.
Well, she played. Well, we played against them in club
yeah.
last night
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, she played
like,
pretty
she
solid.
Play, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, we did get a shitter or two on her, if I remember correctly.
No, there's clean snipes. Only clean snipes are on this side. Okay. No, yeah. yeah. So I think Golden Knights could be a good team. That's really all we could really say about those guys. I mean, moving on. Then we got the Griffins. Same team from last season, but we got Wicked Marty. Martyr. He's the captain, sorry. He's primary C. We got Spudweiser as his co, primary left wing. Spudweiser, I believe it was last time he was a co, he's with Poopy Snoopy a few seasons ago.
God bless him. God bless him.
Again, these are another couple quiet teams here. You know, I've only really seen like four or five teams posting in Gen Chat about scouting and stuff. So hoping these captains ramp it up this week.
Yeah, but you know, we've been playing club and we've been matching up with quite a few teams with a lot of Moose guys and some captains on there and stuff like that. So me, I'm not a big fan of doing your scouting in these fun lobbies, because I think these fun lobbies, clubs lobbies, whatever the hell you want to call them, they're all just a fuck show. No one's going to play as a team. They take it as a joke. Everyone wants to just show out for themselves. And if captains are doing it on their own and club playing EASHL, I think that's the best way to go. So all the power to them.
Well, as I said, I think I had this team down for actually taking Payment as a goalie, and then Rod, Sidious, and Swayze. I think those are her D, man. If she, I think wherever she goes, she's going to be in that captain's ear right away, being like, go get these two guys. She plays with them all the – she was playing with them last night anyway. I assume they play quite a bit.
Right.
You know, I think they've played together a few times even since they've come into the league. So I think those are the three that the Griffins could go after. I mean, that's a pretty solid five out of six anyway, right? They need to fill another forward spot, but my opinion, forwards are dime a dozen this season.
Right. And let me just take this second to just say to anybody who's out there listening, if you'd like to give us a call, the number here at Off the Post is 914-219-0869. Give us a ring if you have anything you want to bring up about that we've talked about or something you want to address when your team comes up. The lines are open, so feel free to give us a call.
Yeah, so that team could be interesting, you know. I mean, last time Wicked was the captain, he was the Wolves, and we all know the history of the Wolves if you've been in the season for a bit. But, yeah, it's kind of the – could go either way, you know. I don't know. Again, I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of these guys play, so I don't know how they're handling the new game.
Yeah, but do you think they actually want to go and give it a try again on another game if they haven't had luck the prior couple of times that they've all matched up and played together? Do you think guys might be looking to divide themselves out and try something different?
Well, yes. Well, I mean, you never know. I don't think Spudweiser played on that team last time. I believe he didn't. And I think Bulls was Payment's team, so I think Wicked took it over or something like that. I'd have to go back and look. But, I mean, you never know again, right? It's tough to say.
Right.
It's tough to say with a new game out. You know, if it was 19, I'd be like,
right,
you know, why are you doing this again? But you don't know how they played together.
I mean, anyone who's played the game knows that this game is a lot more unforgiving than the last prior games. That's 100% fact.
No, exactly. Really just depends
there's
on
definitely,
how you play, right?
People might not want to mention it, but there's definitely 100% skill gap in this game.
I don't know if I go 100%, but there's definitely a skill gap. I mean, you can still compete if you just play the game or adjust to what the guys you're playing against do, right? Like, it's not hard. You just have to have a game plan, you know, and have people that follow that game plan. That's always the hardest part, though.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess that's the Griffins, basically, who I'm thinking they might go after, you know, just based off who they played with and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, then, we have the Hitmen, who are Cougar Hunter at center, or main captain, sorry, primary left D. And then Evolution is his primary left wing. I know he's played D before. That's his co-captain. These are two guys that played on the team last season together.
This team is a sleeper team. This is a team here, in my opinion. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know Evil a little bit more than you do. Evil is a guy who is going to put a damper in some people's drafts because he's been around here. I think he's been here longer than I have. And he knows everybody. He knows all the old school vets and everything like that. So, and I actually talked to him. He's doing his homework. So these might be some guys that are going to come right out of the gate and bid people up. And people think they're going to get a walk or a pass on a name because some people don't know him. And then Evil's not going to let it happen. So we'll have to see
really
how it goes.
See how the draft goes. I have them with some – I'm basing it off of some of the guys they played with last season. I know Woody, can't remember his full game. It was like Woody H24 or something like that. They played on the team together last season, Cougar and him. They had a little bromance in the team chat. And then I have Helbit Ninja, who also played with them. I got Broke Hood Rat, you know, guys they played with last season. And you know, those could be guys. They made playoffs.
I think Evil didn't have a good, I don't even know how to say it, rapport. I think they kind of bumped heads as far as things like that. I don't think I'd see him going after Hood Rat at all.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I was in the team chat, so it seemed like they were good. But yeah, again, who knows at the end? Everybody could just be being nice just to get through the season.
I kind of think sometimes something happened during the course of the playoffs with how one felt it should be or whatever when thing went down and then things changed and stuff like that. So I think they kind of did have a falling out. Whether that's been patched or not, who knows?
Well, yeah, I guess who knows, right? That's really it for the Hitmen, though. I mean, not much really. Again, they're another team that's kind of been a little bit quiet. I know they have a scouting channel open and stuff. And I've seen Cougar a few times, actually, now that I think about it. And he's been playing goalie, though, so maybe he's going to be strapping on the pads this season.
Well, it'd be smart to actually have, like you said, goalies are such a premium. Like you said, Jules is a benefit, myself, because when we play club, I've been playing goalie mostly every time we play, just about, except for the odd time when I'm not there and somebody else steps in. So I think that's
yeah.
where a lot of the board's going to go at the end of the show when we're all done going through teams. Do you want to take a quick minute and maybe break down who we think is going to go for the most boards for per position, D-wise, forward and goalie?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. I might do that pre-draft show, like next Sunday before the draft. Maybe I'll pop that out there. Need some time to look through the draft and see. Right now, I guess moving on, though, we have the Lightning. Well, they used to be the Sabres, but Luckton came to his senses and realized you can't win with a shitter team, so he's going to pick the Lightning. I mean, they lost first-round playoffs in real life, so
that,
who knows how much better,
that,
but Sabres are garbage.
That team was cursed, dude. We couldn't win a game in that club,
bro.
Oh, no.
That's what he was saying. He was saying he was like 0-15 or some shit on that club. And then he switched to Tampa Bay.
Right,
and all of a sudden
right?
they were winning. They hadn't lost the
game. Right,
it
was crazy. I was like, every time I come in here to play in this freaking lobby, I take an L.
But yeah, so you have main captain's Luckton, who's right D primary, and then co-captain is Ezreal Saini, as we all know him, right wing primary. I mean, these guys are all-time loose guys. You know, Saini's been, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's won 5 cups, I believe, if I can just talk off the top of my head. Maybe it's 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and DeRocher won 3 in a row, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. So, potential targets for them, I have Jelly. I believe 100% he's going for Jelly for center. Atri also.
Jelly very easily. I'll go back to what I just asked you. Jelly very easily could be the top
paid forward.
Bod getter this year.
Oh, yeah.
I've played a few with them, and I actually liked what I saw from Jelly.
Yeah, that's just it. And I believe they're going to go for Atri also. Bo Horvat, I know they've been playing together. And Saini loves people that push up. I mean, if Teaspoon signs up, I think that's a guarantee going toward that team too. You know, Luckton needs his brother to carry him. So he'll probably go after Teaspoon hard if he signs up. I mean, tune in, I guess. He hasn't signed up yet, but signs not close till tomorrow. I have them going for Mullet, 100%. They're going for Mullet as goalie. You know,
yeah,
and I think
agree.
Mullet's going for 30-35. I think he's easily going 30-35 this season. I played with him last night. He had 2 shutouts. And then in the third game, he let 1 goal in or something like that.
Yeah,
so
he was struggling early, but he figured it out after that little patch thing that they stuck in there on everybody that made the game a little more easier. I mean, the first thing that I noticed with the game was when I switched to Butterfly, I was like, oh, it helps with the fucking animations. So, yeah, but
yeah.
He's definitely different than what I seen from him when he first came back and everything, because he hadn't played the game in a long time, but he seems to be getting back to his form.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he made some big boy saves, too. He stopped some 2-on-1s in a breakaway, I think, at 1.2.
Yeah, yeah.
Another goalie I have them going for, potentially, if, say, Mullet falls or goes too high, I think, you know, that could be what stops him, is Mason, Steve Sucks at NHL, whatever his gamer tag is, Zaka. You know, he could be another one. I don't know. I haven't seen him a goalie yet, but
right.
He used to be a beast back in the day.
Right. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to front. I have him on my list. The one thing I'm worried about him is character issues, because he has been known to fucking lose his shit and fucking end up getting banned or fucking go AWOL or whatever. So, I mean, as much as I know he can play the game, that's what would maybe push me over the edge to ease up on Mason.
Yeah,
just something
I mean,
to worry about. I don't want to spend 20, 30 bucks on a goalie that I think I'm getting and then have him fucking flake out like – shortly after.
He's been good in chat, though. He's been good in chat.
Yeah, absolutely. He's stayed away from the chat, so maybe he's just like DeRocher, you know, a little older, a little wiser, and has moved on from that type of shit, which would
be
great to see because the league needs freaking goalies.
That's just it. I mean, yeah, I think this is a guy people need to scout for sure to see what he's about, you know, in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I also have them going for probably, you know, potentially Mr. Master. That's a guy they've played with before. I also threw in Piggy, you know, with a question mark. I mean, they know what Piggy's about. He could slide into that left D. I mean, as long as Piggy stays home and Luckton can play his winger spot, then, you know, that's what they're looking for as a left D man anyway.
Yeah, but that's a terrible combo, in my opinion. I have to come right out and say it, because Luckton at times is very, as good as he is, he's very overly aggressive, and Piggy tends to be the same way. They would have to be in agreement where it's like, you know what, you got to stay home. You know what I mean? Unless they could feed off each other, one covers for the other. But I think having two offensive defensemen is a recipe for disaster, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%, man. I mean, yeah, just whoever buys in, I guess, right? Like, I think Lightning go for full forwards and just try and outscore everybody. I mean, you got Stainey there. We all know what Stainey can do. You know, if you give him a couple people to play with, and good luck the rest of the league, right? I mean, yeah, I don't know. Before we move on, maybe we should just say one more time for Luckton that the Sabres suck, you know? Like,
yeah, never play in that fucking club. Never. I'll never play in that club again, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's bad. So, yeah, I guess we'll move on to the Red Wings now. We got Gal like a boss, primary lefty, and then he's bringing back Homebrews. That's an old man. That's an old name.
Homebrews,
he's primary right D.
Is a great guy, dude. I think he was on my team my first move season, dude. The guy's awesome. He's an awesome dude.
Oh, yeah.
Runs right into that category with Blue Liner and AC/DC, you know, just an all-around great freaking guy, man. Hope he sticks around.
I don't even remember the last time he played, to be honest.
I think it was old Jen. I think Yim was still running the league, for Christ's sake, when he did that shit, when he was here I don't know if he's been here since the new era when Blue had taken over.
yeah, so for the Red Wings, I mean, I know doing scouting and stuff, but it hasn't really been in Gen Chat too much or, you know, stuff like that, which is good. You want to keep your stuff quiet. I have them going after potentially Blue Liner, maybe as a goalie, if these both guys are playing forward. I think I have Mason.
No,
Homebrew's
a D guy. Homebrew's a D man.
I said blue for goalie. That's why.
Oh, I thought you said both of them forwards. I'm like, wait a minute. Homebrew's a D guy.
Then you have, I have Mason, Steve Sucks, who we just talked about. I think he could be attached to Blue Liner. You know, Blue Liner is basically his keeper, you know, cuts the leash on him when he has to.
Exactly,
and, you know, they could be kind of tied together. I also have Moopsin 182 and Dad's Life X4. These are guys that have Gao has brought in, or at least they use Gao's name to get in. These could be some guys that he's played with or plays with, right? That could be some late guy picks he's taken for to fill out his roster or, who knows, be his starters.
Right.
So, yeah, I know... I've seen Gav's been sending out a lot of messages and stuff for scouting, so that's good. And his team's probably going to be way different than what we're even talking about.
Jeez, I feel
like I'm
the only one this year with no sleepers.
Yeah.
Go figure.
I mean, you always got
to. I was getting the crap in the game the other night, you know, come on, Title, get one of your sleepers. Get one of your sleepers to come in and play. I'm like, I don't have any, man.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking for him. You know, I found some of DeRozier's guys, but nothing else. Again, with Gao and stuff, he's been around too. Like, some of these guys, probably a lot of these, you know, we're leaving a lot of people out of these potential targets that I know are going to get drafted. Like, you know, we already kind of touched on the ACs and stuff. Like, these guys we know, but they could go anywhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, then you have all the hellbents and I'm supposed to say that they're coming. They're coming for us. You know, the Hellbents, again, they're all free. They're all looking for a team. You know, I remember when they first came in, those guys, they're all on a team and stuff. But, yeah, they're coming.
They're trying to be like the Shovel Chins, dude. They'll never beat the Shovel Chins. To get a matchup, hit the other one up and get the Shovel Chins versus the Hellbents.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you never – I would like to see – like, I remember – we almost got a full Hellbent team. That was when they first kind of came around, but they let one guy go. The one guy didn't make the team, I guess. But no, I guess moving on to the last team, really, the Sharks. You have Just Donnie, who was a captain last season. I believe Darius is his co this season. I believe that was his co last season. And Justani's a primary left wing. I know he's played D, and Darius has been a G. He's a goalie.
He was on your cup winning team, was he?
No.
No? Was it a different Darius? Or am I thinking?
No, I never had a Darius. I had DX,
I'm
Nasty, and Profits. Profits of Rage.
I'm just being old, I guess. All right.
We have a caller here. Let's get him in here, and then we'll continue on with the Sharks.
All righty, let's see. Who do we got here?
Hey, caller.
What's up, guys?
Gamer Tag?
What's up, guys?
That's Piggy.
What's up, man?
Piggy, what's going on, man? What position you playing this year?
Much.
You playing D or forward?
Hopefully not defense, but I did sign up for it.
But you signed up as forward as your primary?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, right wing. So, a couple things. What position do y'all think is the strongest in the draft, and what's the weakest?
Defense and goalie are definitely the weakest as of right now. There's a handful, in my opinion, there's a handful of good guys on each, and then there's a bunch of guys that are still figuring out the game and stuff like that. I think forwards, this is a forward game. You know what I mean? So it's easier to figure out forward than it is. Goalie is tough this year. I think defense is even more tougher than goalie, in my opinion. So they could either – a lot of these games are going to be shootouts, dude. I have a funny feeling that the scoring – I don't know what it is, but I think the scoring record quite possibly could be broken this year, the way the game is and the way the defense and goalies are.
What about you, Bell?
I mean, it's hard to pick any forward position that's the best, you know. I think there's just so many forwards that it's got to be the strongest. I mean, for example, I'm full forward this season, you know, and that's just, you know, trying something different. And I'm not going to lie and say I looked at the draft pool and saw there was barely any defense, and last time I went for 51, which is stupid in itself.
If you stayed on D, you would have went for absolutely. You probably might have broken that 51, but
I don't think so.
No one would
like
be stupid
that.
Enough as Poopy. Yeah. Maybe if Poopy was here, he would have went fucking 52.
No,
hopefully
exactly.
Didn't rub off on Budweiser.
I think goalies are the lowest, man. I think goalies are doesn't seem to be that many. There's a lot of rookie guys that are goalies, that primary goalie anyway. So I don't know about those guys, but, you know, scrolling through the list, a lot of goalies, you're just kind of like, I don't know who any of these guys are, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you have that dad's like guy who's Death Maul, his old gamer tag. I don't know I remember that. He's in the league before. He's a goalie, you know? Then you got, Mullet, like we talked about, stuff like that, Darius, Cap. I think it really pays for captains to have the goalie as a...
Yeah, so any goalie out there listening, if you want to get... Your talent shown. DM me. I'll get you in some games because be looking for some sleeper goalies for sure.
Well, you got Chel Snipes.
Title ain't got.
He hasn't signed up yet, but
he hasn't signed up yet. I was looking for him today. I don't think he's
going
to come back. I think because Flintstone's gone, a lot of the guys that signed up as far as being with those guys are all going to go by the wayside and they're going to dip. I've messaged a couple of them, and Superstar had been struggling with the game. I've been talking to him. He's another one who's also having connection issues. But I talked to him this morning, and he's liking. I gave him some things to do for his connection to help his connection a little bit, and he said it got better, and he's catching on a little bit. So never know, he could sign up within the next day or so before it. Poor it goes. He said as of today he was undecided.
I think not just you guys, but I think Blue has really impressed with the new game, and I think he's done a really good job of adjusting to it, and I think he's a player to watch out for.
So for what, goalie or D?
Both. I think that he holds the blue line a lot if he's not D-man up. trying to be like Luckton or myself, then so the thing I feel like with Luckton and I, we just get bored back there. As a defenseman, you know, not a lot of people pass back to the defense, so then it just gets boring back there. So it's like, okay, right. Hey, I get to touch the puck once.
I'm going to give my 4-1-1 on Blue Liner, and I love Blue Liner. But Blue Liner's worst enemy in this game is himself. He needs to learn to shut the fucking computer off. He needs to put the fucking phone down, and he needs to concentrate on the fucking game. Because we played a game against some of the top LG players, Nuge and those guys there, and we beat them. Blue Liner played one of the best games I have seen him play. He was skating the puck out of the zone when he needed to. He was distributing the puck out of the zone, breaking it out well. And then the next game he played, it was like, who the fuck is this guy? Did you hear your control? You know what I mean? It's like, where's the Blue Liner from the last game go? You know what I mean? He played unreal. He was like dangling by Nuge and these guys and skating the puck out. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, he just, and I honestly believe it's because he's distracted by his phone, and he's late to do what he needs to do. You know what I mean? He needs to just put that away and enjoy the game. And people can DM him or do whatever they want to do.
Somebody's calling in. I hope it's Blue Liner. I hope it's Blue Liner calling in here.
Uh oh. I'm in trouble now.
All right, caller. Who is it? And what can we do with you?
What it do, baby? It's Luckton.
Oh, boy. I'm just going to mute this guy right now, man.
Yeah, the team killer.
What is going on?
What's up?
You still at work, buddy?
I'm driving home from work, so just let me know if the radio's too loud or whatever, okay?
No, we're good. No, you're good.
You're good. I can't hear it.
Cool. Yeah, no, I think Piggy's right. Like, I just get so bored back there, you know? I want to be involved in the play. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
See, that's fine and all, but at that point, like we were saying, you need a defenseman that stays home, and you need a forward or a couple of forwards to at least back check or cover, right? Like, that's the biggest thing. If you don't have that, you're going to be screwed.
Oh, 100%. But, it's no secret. I'm looking for a stay-at-home D-man, for sure.
Right. You said that yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm also used to playing with Sandy. Like, we won the cup together. We played a lot together. He knows how I play. I know how he plays. It's kind of one of those things where we work off each other, and, you know, it's beneficial for both of us, especially when we enter the zone, because I think I know what he wants to do, and he knows what I want to do. But I think this here game is teaching me to play defense a little bit more than normal, which still isn't a lot, as you guys know, from playing with me last week, I guess. But I think defense is probably the hardest position to play in this game, maybe outside of goalie.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, easily. If they fix the goalie's angles, I think that fixes a lot of goalie problems. You know, and it seems, I would be honest, though, the past two nights we played, goalies seem pretty strong. You know, I don't know if there's been a patch and I just haven't been paying attention. But,
I don't know if it's
you know,
a patch or if it's just we've been playing with, like, very, very good goalies, you know?
Well, that's just it. And, like, I think people are figuring out the game, right? Like, they're starting to learn what you can and can't do. So, not too bad.
Luckton, I got a question for you. Have you ever thought about making a return to play goalie, or is that just out?
He was being pro in it all day yesterday.
I don't know. Like it's one of those things where I felt like being a goalie. You know, I wasn't involved as much as I wanted to be. Like I'm greedy. You know, like I'm that guy that wants to be involved in the play. I feel
he needs
like
his points.
If I'm a goalie sometimes. Yeah, if I'm a goalie, sometimes I don't. I just get bored. I get even more bored back there.
Yeah.
Especially with the guys that I club with, they're so good that ask Title. Sometimes he'll go a period without a fucking shot on. So
right.
I just get so bored back there.
Oh,
just,
you know what? How many times have you guys said, "Oh, Title wasn't there for that one"? I'm like, nope, I was in my computer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out ever. Like, if I was in a pinch, like, I know I can jump in the net and maybe steal a win, but it's not something that I'm looking to do on the regular.
No, but it's
right.
good
it
to
would
have
be,
that.
It would be
access,
even
right?
more difficult for you being a parent because you always have your little ones here. And, you know, if you have to turn your eye for a second when you're playing goalie,
yeah.
it's unforgiving. If you're playing D, you can get away with turning your head for a quick second
Absolutely.
To check on you, the little ones that are right there with you while you're 100%. Playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you could be like Hitler and just go away for 2 periods.
Or that, yeah.
We almost came back and won that game too.
I thought I'd call in to say that you know, Embell, you're on my draft list too. So don't sit there and not give yourself a little bit of credit because the making the switch to forward, you got the skill. We'll see how it works out and see where you fall in the draft. But it's something where I'm looking at depth players and I'm looking at guys that can distribute the puck and you fit the bill with that mentality. So.
I'll say this. Luck didn't answer that.
Ultimately, it comes up to Fainey, really. Who Fainey wants to play for forward, that's what we're going to target. And I'll try to look at the rest of the lineup.
Well, I was just saying, just to answer what you just said about me being on your draft board, is it's not too late for me to unsign up. So just remember that when you're thinking about that kind of stuff.
Hey, they changed the team. You can at least give them credit. If it was Buffalo, I could see you saying, you know what, I'm outie.
Yeah,
but
that's true. It's true.
You guys, listen,
so you're with
you
the,
know
you're with the Lightning now, so you just got to look forward. You dominate during the season and get bounced in the first round. There you go.
Hey, at least we make it to the dance. Listen, I'm a favorite. You guys know I'm a fucking ride-or-die favorite fan, okay? I've seen the lowest of low, and, like, it was some hard for me just to quit that club, just knowing because, like, I am that big Sabres fan. But that team
I
was fucking
it.
Hurt.
Right?
We had to get out of there, dude.
We have another caller here. Let's get him in here. Let's see who it is. Hey, caller, what's your gamer tag?
What's up, boys?
Oh,
who do we got here?
Man.
Bo! I'm just going to mute this guy.
Oh, you can just hang up on me.
Yeah,
is that Bo want to do, baby?
What's up, Lucky?
All right, just to get us back on track here for a second, we're just going to talk about the Sharks. You guys are welcome to chime in or just say, hold your tongues if you want. We've got Justoni Darius. I have him going after – they haven't really been scouting. I think Justoni said he hasn't even got the game yet. So that's something he needs to do. I have them going for, like, you know, they got the normal guys. You got Ace, Hubs, ACDC, Blue Liner. You know, I think Blue Liner's going to go for some big money. And if, you know, if Blue Liner focuses, he's a 30-baud D-man. You know, in my opinion, like, the way he showed so far this game, he plays really well if he focuses. But like he said in chat there, he's only good for one game, so I'm going to put him around that 10 to 15 mark.
So you think they're going to target Hugs?
I've been hearing a lot of stuff about Hugs' left D skills, you know. I know the guy's been traveling. He's a goalie, the left wing, now back to D.
I think Ace goes
with Hugs wherever they go. They seem to play a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're talking about Hugs, his buddy now, HQC, is usually right alongside him, and I've had my differences with him. I know him and Piggy had a blow-up in the chat today, but, you know, here's the season, guy. You know, you say you haven't had a chance to play a full season to get the amount of games. There's plenty of captains out there looking, so good luck to you this year as far as catching on and earning that full time position.
I was playing with Hubs earlier. Teaspoon and I were.
Hubs said
he's sticking to defense because the last two teams he was on stuck him at defense. So he's just trying to get better at that to become D-man.
He's not a bad D guy. He's not a bad D guy at all.
No, I enjoy playing with him. He's good. He's solid.
The thing with Hubs, I'll just chime in for that, because the thing with Hubs is he's the ultimate teammate. Like, he is such a good dude, always wanting to help the team in any aspect that he can, and wants to learn, wants to get better, you know? And what team doesn't want that?
Those are the guys that you want. Someone that, you know, you can sit there and give him some constructive criticism, and he's not going to lose his shit on you. You know what I mean? And there's too many players out there that, you know, someone tells him, oh, like, you need to change this, or I don't like the way you play this position, or something like that. No one can be an adult and take constructive criticism, man. Like, I don't know. That stuff bothers me.
The thing with Hubs, though, he's only got left D this season, no other position. So I think that keeps his price a little low because you don't have that flexibility just in case something happens. But he's lefty primary, and that's all is willing. And I just see Scrub here in the chat saying he's adding goalie to signups. I mean, that's another goalie. He's won a few cups or a cup or whatever it was. He's been a finals a few, I think the past three finals, if I remember correctly. That's a guy, I think, you know, him being goalie is better. I think that's his best position. I think that's what he should be playing. You know, so it also adds to the goalie group. You know, you got Profits in there, you got Scrub now, you got Mullet, you got Mason. You know, you got some of these new guys like Haskey and, yeah, all these goalies out
Scrub
there. So maybe
Scrub was dead set on not playing goalie. What do you think brought him back?
His
I don't know, man.
He can't play the other position. Boosted his ego.
I think some of the changes to goalies probably maybe helped that, and I don't know, maybe he's enjoying it again, or just maybe he's not liking defense or left wing, whatever the two positions he's been playing mostly. That's, you know, really comes down to it.
So I have a question on that. So if you have a guy who's really good at goalie, like Scrub, and he's like against playing it, how do you value him, like, on a bot scale? Like, do you worry about him just saying, oh, well, I don't want to play it anymore, put me at left wing or lefty, which he's a good player. It's just he's really, really good at goalie.
So it really just depends. I mean, if it's on a sign-up sheet and I'm a captain and I need him to play goalie, I'm telling that person. I'm not even going to just use Scrub. I'll tell anybody. If I draft you and you have, say, right wing on your thing, you're playing right wing if I need you there. And that's it. I don't care. If you're telling me you don't want to play right wing, then guess what? I'll either trade you or you can quit. You know, it's just the way it is. I don't mind, though. I have done in the past, too, when I've captained, that say somebody comes to me and they're like, oh, you know, I didn't really want to play lefty full time, but I don't mind it. And I'll be like, no problem. I'll throw you at your primary every now and then when I can. You know, I'm okay with that. So say Scrub doesn't want to play straight goalie, I'm okay with, you know, that captain saying, don't worry, Scrub, I'll get you in at left wing, left D for these other games or these two games a week out of your eight. But I'm not a fan of players dictating, and as a captain, I hope all of them stand their ground and be like, guess what, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way it is. You can't be worried about losing people. You know, I think too many captains worry about losing somebody. Oh, they might quit on me. For me, I'm like, who cares? Go ahead. That's just the way I think, though. So
yeah, I'm the same mentality. And especially early on in the season, there's so many guys that are going to be shuffling around looking for positions. So if you got a guy that's, you know, kind of forcing your hand, then, you know, it is what it is. Move on from the player. Try and find someone who fits the bill, fits the mold, fits the mentality, whatever you're trying to look for in your team, and cut your loss or, you know, cut your problem and move on.
Exactly. So this is just... Yeah, it comes down to the captain, and I would sit here and tell captains all the time that essentially you're the boss, you know, like, don't be a dick, talk to your guys, but at the same time, that comes down to what you need, so you got to do what you need, you know. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the show, though, unless you guys have some questions or we want to keep chatting about something, but that's all the teams. The next draft show will be for the draft. And we'll probably do it through the Twitch again, because that show will probably go a lot longer than Block Talk allows us.
And it will be
yeah.
It will be earlier this year than it has, because it's the first draft of the new game and there's no RFAs or anything. So it was going to the regular straight draft is going to start at 7 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. We got a captain here, Lufton. Tell us a guy that you're 100% going for no matter what.
Teaspoon if he signs up.
Yeah, so that's what I said earlier.
Without a doubt, I don't care if the value is
that I'm 100% going at. I mean, there's no one that I'm 100% going at because I haven't done any scouting yet, to be honest.
See,
I'm gonna have to see who plays good with Kevin and myself if I decide if I get a goalie. To be honest. I'm doing exactly what I did last year. I'm flying by the seat of my pants, and I'll figure it out when I get there.
So
and
Lucky,
I'll be doing my draft live on the draft show.
Lucky,
no,
when I say Teaspoon,
obviously someone, he's my brother. Obviously, I want to play with him. I know how he plays. I know how good he is. but I'm not going to risk the team for one guy. I've never done that before. We played in the Moose several seasons where we weren't on the same team. It's just one of those things, like Tyler said, if it fits the bill and the price range is good, then sure, but if not, then we'll move on and find someone else.
Yep. With fucking Thaney on your team, there's no need to do that.
Exactly. I have Thaney. At the end of the day,
Thaney will make
every
forward on your team, no matter who they are.
And I have Thaney.
I have to say, Lockton, you and I got probably the best two forwards that are going to be there this year.
Yeah,
pretty much.
In
so
terms
who gets
of all
Jelly?
Real play, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the only forward that can compete with them two that's in the draft is Jelly.
Jelly's gonna be a hot commodity, dude. It's one of those things where who wants to spend the most money.
Right.
Yeah, and if I'm a captain, say another captain, I'm not letting Avalanche or Lightning get Jelly. I'm sorry, it's just not gonna happen. You can't. You can't let him.
What do you mean, fat elephant stick, Phil?
You can't let him, man. I'm telling you right now, man. If I'm any other captain, I'm not letting the Avalanche get Jelly, or Teaspoon, or who's the other person? I don't even know. Bo. Let's go with Bo. Bo pushes up, but at least with other guys, they just feed him. You know.
Yeah,
Bo's
unless
going
it's a breakaway,
then Bo's going for 30. Jelly should go for 40. And Teaspoon should go, I think he's, depends what he is, part-time or full-time. Part-time, 25, 30, or full-time, 35, 40.
I doubt Teaspoon even signs up. He doesn't even want to.
I think what keeps him out of it would be the risk of what I just said, going to a different team for, like, 35, 40. So.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I guess anybody
he
else.
He said earlier
you guys want to talk
when we were playing that he doesn't want to commit to 4 days a week. That he can't do it.
Well, he only has to play two.
Like,
he only has
like,
to play
yeah,
two. Only has to play
that.
2 days a week.
I said that, and then he was like, "Yeah, but people are gonna draft me expecting me to play so much because I'm gonna go for a lot." I was like, "Yeah, you're probably right."
We're forgetting other forwards like surprise me. You know, I don't know how he is at this game. You got Murph is back. Murph was always good.
Yeah,
forward.
Murph's in that Zacha category, though. Good player, flakes out every season and disappears.
I'll say this about Zacha, because I played with him. He picked me up in LG, and he took over management or whatever, but he was absolutely
he's
great.
Changed.
I don't want to say he fully changed, because I don't know what he's going to be like with us, but like in LG, he was completely understanding, worked with everyone's availability, their problems, whatever, handled it like a fucking champion, and was not disrespectful in any regard. So if that's any indication of how he's going to be in this league going forward, then that's a big deal.
Right, I hope so, because it'd be good to have another veteran come back and be able to plant his feet back in and get more people back up in this ditch.
Yeah, exactly. And some old-school Moose guys, too, right? Like, a lot of these guys
but
have been Moose.
Is SCDR not signed up? Because nobody's mentioned him this whole show.
Who?
I don't even know. I think he is signed up. He's just not on the updated list.
Who?
But
SBDR
is another guy, yeah.
Oh, SBDR, who's that?
I'm not going to sit here and talk about SBDR. There's so many forwards, like we said. I mean, people know who they are, you know. Captains know who they are. You got SBDR also. It's just another thing of how committed he is, right? You got him and Bo, who captained last season, and both of them just disappeared mid-season. So
him and all his friends
mid-season. They didn't even make it mid-season.
Yeah,
the first quarter of the season.
First quarter of the season, they went 0-8.
Him, Benny, Fred, all fucking flaked out.
Bunch of shitters.
Yo. Mr. Bowling League, 24/7.
Shout out to Blitzen for making the logos, not making the logos, but doing a lot of the website design in terms of Photoshop, I guess. And then shout out to Vapor Craze for working on the site and trying to get our SaaS system and all that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, guys, thanks for joining the show. You know, I think we're going to end it here. And, we'll be back next week. So, you guys have the rest everybody have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you on the ice.
And get your scouting
for
games
sure.
in, everyone. Get your scouting games in. Don't complain you didn't get drafted if you're not putting your name out there, volunteering yourself, and hitting captains up for scouting. Let's go.